the father of India's missile program and the NDA's presidential nominee, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, is also the inventor of the country's first coronary stent. Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam has worked together with eminent cardiologist Dr. B. Soma Raju in developing the country's first coronary stent. The stent, which was earlier imported at a high cost, is used in correcting the blockages in arteries. Its development revolutionized the concept of heart surgery and considerably brought down the cost of the operation. Kalam Raju stent, as it is now known among the medical professionals, was developed in Hyderabad at the DRD laboratory in December 1996. Dr. Soma Raju says the cost of the stent is the lowest in India.
Because of the enormous cost of the imported stent. Initial days, 93, used to cost around 75,000. Johnson & Johnson company introduced it. And once we developed this stent, other companies also came up, but we brought down the cost to 25,000 or less. So they also brought down their costs along with it. And now this stent costs around 5,000 rupees, and the imported stents are available at 10,000. So that way, in comparison to any other country in the world, or even our neighboring countries, the cost of stents were lowest in this country because of this device, actually.
Professor Arun Tiwari, one of the close associates of Dr. Kalam at the Defense Research Development Laboratory in Hyderabad, said development of stent as a complete medical product was significant.
Development of a coronary stent signifies that the country has matured in the sense that a complete medical product from design to implant in the human being, clinical trials, all these things, entire process has been completed. So it is significant in that sense, in the technological terms.
The indigenous development of the stent was the culmination of a vision of developing a cost-effective medical device for the people of the country, a vision shared jointly by Dr. Kalam and Dr. Soma Raju and then realized successfully. Ashima Sharada with Dipankar Chakravarti, ANI.